What's up, party people? What is going on in the world of DFW real estate? We're going to get into it today. Call or text with your questions, 214-310-0008. I don't know if you've gotten your property tax valuation in the mail lately. If you're a homeowner, you should have. You may or may not have been conscious after reading that. You may, growing up, we call that, like, those are fighting words. So you might not be real happy with what your county says your property is worth and wants you to pay taxes on. We'll talk about what you can do about it and what's going on and why some of those numbers are what those numbers are. We'll also talk about the summer housing market. We'll also talk about one of the things that makes me more angry than almost anything else in DFW, kids that don't have food, and lots of other things as we make our way through the show. But if you've got questions or comments about your real estate goals or needs or wants, 214-310-0008 is where you want to call or text, 214-310-0008. You know, Courtney, not as many people texting as they were for a while. Way more calls lately. So feel free to call us, 214-310-0008. Or you can text 214-310-0008. And as always, you can just jump online at
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
ToddTremontiTeam.com. If you forget literally all of that, and you even forget how to spell my name, just do your best in the old Google box and you'll find us. Todd Tremonti on Google. You can see 700 and something reviews, all sorts of scorecards and quizzes. You can find out if you're ready to buy or sell. You can search all homes for sale by all agents in DFW. You can find all sorts of incredibly helpful information all at ToddTremontiTeam.com. If you are thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate this year, and you're ready, stop waiting. Now, there are some reasons that you should wait, so feel free to reach out. We can talk through that. But if you know you're ready, do not wait. Waiting's not going to serve you very well based on the data we can see right now. There's a lot of opportunity in the marketplace right now, but we're seeing, for buyers especially, some of those opportunities start to kind of drift away and for it to be a little bit more of a challenging market. So huge incentive to hurry up right now. If you're ready, if you, your family, and your finances aren't ready, then we'll talk through that and find the timing that's best for you. No pressure, but some opportunity right now. All right, what's on the agenda, full price, Courtney?
I mean, Todd, people are talking about their property valuations. They've gone up like 20%.
Some have gone up a lot more than that. Yep. So what's
like,
the question?
Why?
Because I can go crazy on this.
Well, I'm just curious why. And then I guess I want to know, like, okay, we want to protest to not pay taxes on this large number.
Many of us do.
But then
some other like to say things like, hey, I want to pay my fair share of taxes.
Sure.
And then they,
a lot of us feel that way.
And then when they get the actual tax bill, it's like, well, I don't want to pay that. Like, well, no, that's what they have deemed to be your fair share.
Okay, but then don't I want it to be that price when I go to sell it?
Yes. Here's the conflict of what
I like to understand.
Well, I love you. You know I do. But your not understanding is accurate. You don't understand it.
Yeah.
And neither does most people. But you know what they like to do? They like to talk about it a lot. They like to talk like they do understand.
Moan and groan.
Yeah. They like to act like they understand, and they don't. This is what we call ignorance. Not stupidity, ignorance. Like, you just don't know. I'm ignorant of the facts. And so here's what's going on. Your property tax valuation and your resale valuation are two different things.
Mm.
They're two different valuation types. Now, there is some connection there, right? The appraisal district that is valuing your property, for the most part, is trying to find out what's the highest reasonable valuation that this property could be quantitatively. We could document a valuation on this house for. But they don't have all the exact same information that we do from a marketing and sales perspective. You've heard it said, I think, tell me if I'm right, that your house is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it.
Absolutely.
But in the structure that we exist in, that's not even always true. Your house is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, and the bank will let them borrow for it. Have you ever heard of somebody willing to pay more and then the appraisal came in lower?
Oh, right, right.
And they couldn't
pay
that? So therefore, it's not always true that it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, because people aren't always able to pay what they are willing to pay because the appraiser or the bank says, no.
That's why cash is king.
Different appraisals, yes. So a resale appraisal, if you had your house for sale and I wanted to buy it and I said, sure, I'll agree to pay $1 million for that house. And then the bank sends out a third party licensed neutral appraiser hired by the bank to protect the bank so that the bank does not lend out more than a safe amount on a property. So they say, you go tell us what that's worth and then we'll let someone borrow a percentage of that number. That's a very different kind of appraisal. That person is going to go out to the house, go inside the house, go outside the house, research that specific house, what has sold similar to this house in the area. They're going to make adjustments for upgrades and problems and age and improvements. When you get your county tax appraisal, they have done almost none of those things. Mm-hmm. They have not been in your house. They probably haven't even been around your house. Mm-hmm. They probably haven't even looked at comparable data specific to your one house. They probably went to your whole neighborhood.
And just ran comps?
And said, that area went up 4%.
Oh, so my house could be falling apart.
Now, they do a little more than that. They have rated your house good condition, fair condition, poor condition, excellent condition. The age, they know the lot size, so there will be a land value and an improvement value. But this is like a really simple 3 or 4 factor valuation. Okay, good ones go up this much. Excellent ones go up that much. The lot values have gone up X amount per square foot. So if you have more land, it's gone up more. But this is not a case-by-case, adjust for resale, adjust for improvements. This is like a almost completely blind blanket valuation. Does that make sense? So all that to say, two different valuations. What you're commenting on, and we'll move on pretty quickly here, is when someone comes to buy my house, I want to say, oh, no, the tax valuation on this thing is 1.1, and I'll give it to you for even better than that. The problem with that logic is the buyer's like, I don't want to have to pay taxes on all that. So it's even better to say, no, the resale value is $1 million, but they're only taxing me on 780 right now. So you might get away with paying a little bit less in taxes, at least for a year till maybe it resets or something like that. So there's a lot more nuance to this than the neighborhood gossip really usually addresses or understands. And remember, I'm not saying people are idiots. I'm saying people are generally uninformed on how this works. So yes, you could protest it. My instinct, there's no one size fits all for any of this, but I would say protesting is not a bad thing. You're not gonna get an approval on a protest to like a horribly unethically low number. So I don't think it's a bad idea to protest most years. There are some years where you cannot ethically protest. You know for a fact your house could sell for way more than you're being taxed on. Therefore, I believe personally that it would be dishonest to say my house is worth less, even though you know it's not. But the wiggle room there is that it's two different valuation types. So you should not be taxed an inordinately higher number than your neighbors are for similar homes. So it's appropriate to say my tax valuation should be in line with these other neighbors, these other properties like mine. My resale valuation is a different thing. Does that make sense?
Totally.
And now you know.
Well, so how does this compare with the property valuation on our site?
So our site is a resale valuation. Our site has an automated valuation. If you go to toddtremontiteam.com right now, click on the property valuation button. In under a minute, we will tell you, based on sales in the marketplace, recent sales, what your house should sell for. That's automated, but it's going to be really pretty darn close to accurate. If you want a custom valuation, you can just reply to that automated email and say, I'd like a personalized valuation. And then we'll have one of our full-time dedicated world-class agents ask you some questions, get some of those details that you can't get automatically and handle that for you. That is a very important thing to do. Now, this segment's brought to you by Patrick Glaros and his mortgage team over at Cardinal Financial. By the way, when you're thinking about financing your property, knowing its true resale value is really important. But also knowing the tax value is really important because that's going to determine how much of your payment, if you escrow, is paid towards taxes or how to factor in the true cost of owning that home, a mortgage payment plus your taxes and or your insurance. So those are all important and Patrick Glaros and his team can help you sort all of that out. You can start by going to patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. NMLS number 308804. Patrick is the only mortgage lender I have ever personally used, or my wife and I have ever personally used. Anytime we've ever bought or sold a home for ourselves and gotten a mortgage, Patrick's been the guy we've used. That's been true for 20 plus years. Here's a guy you can trust and a team that works really, really hard to bring you expertise. PatrickGlaros.com. If you ever forget any of the pros we tell you about, just go to TodTremontiTeam.com and click on that radio tab. All right, where were we? Courtney?
Well, okay, so you talk about how it's so important for you to like know the value of your home. And so what am I supposed to do with these three numbers of like my taxable amount, the property valuation I'm going to get from your website, and then like the actual resale of my home?
Well, I would argue you should always be aware of what your home could sell for. That's just a really important number to know, what available you, what access equity you could access. Yeah. You could get cash, or you could get out of debt, or you could lower your monthly expenses, or you could achieve whatever life goal, bigger, smaller, whatever. I just think you ought to know that. It's like you should have a general idea of what your retirement account has in it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know every day and stare at it if you have no intention of using it soon, but you'd be silly once a month or absolutely quarterly to just keep an eye on it and know, oh man, has this gotten better? Has this gotten worse? If life changed on me really quickly, what are my choices? The more you know, the more choices you're going to have. So I think you should know that regularly. The tax valuation, I think you should pay very close attention to once a year when that valuation comes out and make sure that you're being taxed fairly. There's no reason you should ever pay more than you want. Now, we can all express our opinions on what the government does with tax dollars later. The fact of the matter is, I don't know anyone, whether they say it on the news that they want to pay more taxes, blah, blah, blah. Nobody in practice I have ever met wants to pay any more in taxes than they have to. So you should make sure that you're being taxed a fair amount for your property. Once a year, this time of year, in that March, April, May span, there's a deadline for property tax protesting based on your county. You can check online on the appraisal district website. You don't need to pay anyone to help you protest, but it's sometimes worth it. I use a company called Resolute. They do a really good job. They don't pay me to promote them, but I think they do a good job. And they just automatically do that every year. I have multiple properties, so I do it for that reason. You can do it on your own at no cost. It's going to take you some time and energy, but you don't have to pay for that. So that's just a way to keep it in check and make sure. Again, I don't think there's anything unethical about doing that every year, because they're not going to approve some undocumented, weird, lowball deal. It's just going to keep it in check. And then as far as what you could actually get for it, we don't know that till we sell it. But a company like ours can tell you within a very small margin of error based on what we're seeing in the market, because we're in the market every single day with hundreds of transactions a year.
Speaking of the market, we just passed, supposedly, the best week to list a home, they say, is April 14th through the 20th.
I like that you said supposedly.
Are you proud of me? I'm so growing.
You're growing. What are we going to do when you've literally learned all the things and you can't do Courtney Learns Real Estate anymore?
That's going to be a tough new segment. I guess I teach it.
The third week of April is typically thought of as statistically the best week to sell your home in North Texas and in most markets. Now, if you've listened to our show for very long, you know what I'm going to say next. One size does not fit all. So statistics can be horribly misleading. Averages are always liars. There's almost never any one person that fits the exact average. It's just accumulation of a ton of different numbers, right? If so, it's probably an accident. It's a good data point to have, though. Like, if all else failed and you lacked strategy or planning and you just tried, that week should go better for you than others. What I would tell you is strategy trumps the statistics almost every time. It's always a good time to buy. It's always a good time to sell if, and this is a big if you have a strategy customized to the market. If you don't, and sadly most, and I mean like 85 or 90 plus percent of agents, maybe higher, do not have a custom strategy built for each client in each market. They have a one size fits all spring summer strategy. And if you're going to work with an agent like that, last week was your moment. Mm. Because they're just relying on whatever the market brings about. Mm-hmm. And I would say this year, when we look back on 2024 from 2025, I would bet you a lot of money that that will not have been the best week of the year.
Yeah, well, and they're saying that, like, expectations, buyer's expectations and seller expectations are just kind of leveling out.
Yeah.
Like the people are tired. Wars, the bidding wars and just the fighting for it and the mortgage rate. I don't know. I feel like you just kind of opened my eyes to the fact of, like, you know, I argue with you all the time about saying, is it always the best time to buy and sell? It sounds like that's what this show, like, harps on. But what I hear you saying is that we have a custom plan for this market. And so, I don't know. Consequently, it kind of is.
Well, and I would go so far as to say we have a custom plan for each client. And when we say the market, we're saying whatever the conditions are when you are ready.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say you're ready, we mean you, your family, and your finances. If you're a single person, you know, please don't be offended by the family. You know, whoever lives in your house and makes that decision, when you're ready and your finances are ready and your life circumstances are ready to move forward, then we stop. We evaluate all the pros and cons, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, advantages, and challenges, and all these things. And we go, okay, this will be our approach to marketing your home for sale. Think about a legal situation. You go to an attorney and they're like, all right, what are we dealing with? What are the facts? What do we have working against us? What do we have working for us? That's what we do. That's not normal real estate. I don't really like being referred to as a realtor, although we are. We're members of that association. But we like to think of our buyers specialists as agents who specialize with buyers and our marketing specialists as agents who specialize helping sellers market their homes. It's just a very different approach. You could say to me, I absolutely have to get my house sold on Christmas Day. And we would go, okay, that's different. Let's create a strategy to achieve that instead of let's see if our approach works because we only have one. That's not how we roll. So there are times where we will tell a potential client, hey, we don't think that's realistic, so we're not the best person for you. We don't believe we could create a plan to achieve that result. That's not realistic or accurate or healthy or fair or whatever. But that's, you know, that's somewhat rare. The point I'm making is I hope what you and all of our friends and listeners are hearing is there is a strategy for every market. One size fits all strategy is what you're hearing about in the news all the time. April 14th through the 21st is the best time to sell. If you just stick it out on the MLS and see what market activity is there, that's the week where the market activity is usually best for that kind of thing. What's the best week to buy? Oftentimes people will tell you that's in the slower winter months because sellers are more desperate. I agree with that in generality, but there's a custom strategy for every single market. Doesn't mean they're all perfectly equal. I have a favorite time to buy and sell, but we can customize a strategy for people at all different times, at all different interest rates, at all different seasons, at all different political climates. And that's the benefit of hiring an expert, a full-time, fully dedicated expert. By the way, that's obviously what we do at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. You cannot start the conversation too early. So give us a call, 214-310-0008, or head over to
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
What you don't want to do is wait till, you know, a month before or a week before you really need to buy or sell. And then you've kind of cornered yourself into a lot fewer options and you're more likely to have to make an impulsive decision that will not go so well for you. So if you're even remotely thinking about buying or selling in the next year or two, reach out to us. ToddTremontiTeam.com, 214-310-0008. We would be absolutely thrilled to have a conversation. We may or may not be a fit for each other. We may or may not have a strategy that's ideal for your situation. We almost always do. And we can talk about that then. As part of that process, you're also probably going to consider your insurance. When you're buying or selling a home, insurance is one of those costs, one of those important things to consider. I would encourage you to reach out to DP Lambert at Goosehead Insurance, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. DP's done my insurance for years and years and years now. And it's not just about saving money, although obviously we all want to save money. It's also about having excellent coverage and making sure that you can sleep like a baby at night knowing that you've got excellent coverage, that if something happens, you're covered, that you're going to be taken care of, that you're not going to have some financial, you know, death blow because you weren't appropriately covered. DP and his team do a great job of making sure you probably get more coverage and save money and reevaluate that every year without having to do a bunch of that work yourself. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. What else we have on the agenda?
Well, I mean, I just want to tease a little bit that we are DFW experts. We love this city. We think you should live here. And we've got our summer fun guide coming out.
Listen, I got to say this, because most of the detailed work of this is done by Courtney and Robert and our team, and it's so great. It is so stinking good. It's absolutely free to you, and I think you're crazy if you don't get yourself a copy. If you're a past client, a friend, a vendor partner, you're going to get a beautiful printed magazine quality hard copy in the mailbox, or you can stop by and pick one up. You can request a digital copy right now at ToddTremonteTeam.com. Just click on the banner up top and get on the wait list. And once it's published, we'll shoot you out a digital copy. You can print that, or you could swing by the office and get a hard copy. Have that on your coffee table or the refrigerator all summer long, May, June, July, August, and then some, and learn about all sorts of amazing fun things to do in town. Some of them are events. Some of them are tips on beating the heat and having fun, low-cost fun ways to get out of the heat or enjoy new restaurants or experience live music or mountain biking trails, all kinds of incredible things that our team has spent months and months and months gathering purely to encourage you and make your summer better here in DFW. Get your copy of the DFW Summer Fun Guide at ToddTremonteTeam.com. Just find that banner up top and get on the waiting list, and then we'll send it out to you as soon as it is ready. That's ToddTremonteTeam.com. Click the Summer Fun Guide banner up top and get on the waiting list for one of those. While you're there at the website, you can find out what your home would sell for in under a minute by just clicking the property valuation tab. You can also, through that tab, request a cash offer on your house or track your home's equity. Find out what you could get out of your house at almost any time. You could request a cash offer, like I said. You could also search for any house on the market by any agent in all of DFW at the click of a button. All of that is online at ToddTremonteTeam.com. If you're thinking about buying or selling or investing in real estate in 2024 or even in 2025, start that conversation now. Do not wait. Do not wait. You can go to ToddTremonteTeam.com, or the best thing to do is to call 214-310-0008. You have a very good chance of speaking with the English wonder himself, the Yanni Donny. 214-310-0008. We are not going to pressure you into doing anything that's not best for you. We're going to have a great consultative conversation with you and figure out when the best timing is to make whatever the best move for you is. That might even be pausing for a while, saving some money, thinking through your options, learning a little bit more. It might be buying, it might be selling, it might be investing, it might be upgrading, it might be downsizing, whatever is best for you. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008, or online at
ToddTremonteTeam.com.
And don't forget,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTremonteTeam.com.
Have you ever thought about owning more real estate to build wealth, to have some passive income, to generate some cash, to diversify your wealth building? Well, here's what I have to say to you. Do it. Do that. That is a wise choice. Unfortunately, over the last couple of years, we've seen more and more people kind of put those dreams to bed as the news about our local real estate market has been sort of stable, somewhat pessimistic from the media's perspective, but from a value and activity standpoint, just slightly less vigorous as it had been in the past. And so lots of people have this mindset that, oh, it must not be as good of a time to invest. When in reality, if you listen to people like Warren Buffett that says, basically invest while everybody else isn't, and while everybody else is, be very cautious. I'm telling you that if you've thought about buying a second property or generating some rental income, oftentimes the best time to do that is when folks are telling you it's a bad time to do that. Now, you don't go make bad choices. You don't just do it for the sake of doing it. But if you're thinking about picking up another property or two or 10, reach out to us right now. 214-310-0008. You're going to get a different opinion, a different professional guidance than you will from a typical agent who will tell you Prices are high, cash flows are low, rental margins are down. Yeah, if you just take what the world gets you and you don't have any strategy, that's probably true. If you'd like to help, if you'd like help getting a strategy together for you to build wealth while others are waiting, to add to your portfolio while others are scared, and to increase passive income and retirement and financial stability at a time where there's some huge opportunity, but it's a little bit under the radar, then you can reach out to us right now. 214-310-0008, or you can go online to toddtremontiteam.com. Click any button, fill out any form, call or text any phone number at whatever pace you want, whatever your comfort level on communication is. But hear me say this. Most people wait way too late. Whether it comes to buying or selling your own home, most people wait too late. They still do it, but they wait so late that they have fewer and fewer options. They're backed into more of a corner. And when it comes to investing, many people wait so late they never do it. Don't be that person. If you've always wanted to own another home or two or four or six or a lot more than that and generate some real wealth and some real cash flow to sort of subsidize or support your primary income and other opportunities and other recreation, you don't have to do anything immediately, but let's have that phone conversation. 214-310-0008 or toddtremontiteam.com. The folks on my team are highly trained. They're full-time. They're dedicated to just have what I call a consultative conversation with you and find out what you need, what you want, what's best for you. If that's to wait 5 years, great. We'll be here in 5 years. We were here 5 years ago. If that is to hurry up and make something happen, we'll customize a strategy for you. If that's to go stop, pause, take a deep breath, that may not be wise, we'll do that for you as well. 214-310-0008. Call or text. 214-310-0008 or online at
ThatReminderTeam.com.
And this first segment is brought to you by Patrick Glaros and his team of mortgage lenders over at PatrickGlaros.com. They work for at a company called Cardinal Financial, a leader in the mortgage world. Patrick's been my go-to trusted mortgage advisor for 20 plus years. He can be yours as well. 972-728-3420 or online at PatrickGlaros.com. That's G-L-A-R-O-S, PatrickGlaros.com. NMLS number 308804.
One of my favorite things about working here is that we are all about giving back.
I was really curious what you were about to say.
I mean, honestly, I love that. I think that is a huge reason and a huge plus of working with someone local. Local businesses are integrated in your community and they're giving back, and you do that really well. And so tell us about the peanut butter and jelly drive we got coming up.
Well, I like to lead off every year's peanut butter and jelly drive with a bit of anger.
Yeah, rage, actually.
Yeah, I'm not always the happiest person during the PBJ drive, because it brings to top of mind, front of awareness, how stupid it is, mm-hmm. how completely dumb and ridiculous and humiliating it is. It should be for all of us mm-hmm. that anyone in a community as affluent as North Texas. That doesn't mean everybody's driving around in Bentleys and BMWs, although lots of people are. What it means is we have enough resources that no one in our community should be missing meals. There should be no one in Dallas-Fort Worth or the region that is legitimately hungry and cannot eat. That's dumb.
Yeah.
That is completely absurd. There are parts of the world where the resources are not there. Mm-hmm. There needs to be massive change. But in North Texas, we simply need people to stand up and say, hey, I would write a check for $100. I will send 50. I'll send 20. I'll send five. And then $20 turns into 120 meals. And so a family of five can have a month-ish worth of meals because someone donated 20 bucks. Now, we are early, so we're just getting the word out right now that all throughout the month of May, we are going to help the local food banks in Tarrant County and Dallas County and surrounding areas, North Texas and Tarrant area food banks, fill their shelves with peanut butter and jelly. Why peanut butter and jelly? Because they tell us those have a great shelf life. They have a better than decent amount of nutrition. A one jar goes a long way, and generally most people like it. So that's why. So we collect non-glass jars of peanut butter and jelly at our Fort Worth office and at our Richardson office. We also collect cash, and then we can convert that cash to peanut butter and jelly for you. We'll go buy a bunch of it, and then we get it delivered. We want the day to come where no one in our community is hungry and can't go get a meal. I just, you know, I understand that we live in a broken, sinful world that doesn't work the way it should, and so that day may never truly fully come, but we want to help feed hungry people. It's not just kiddos. We tend to focus a lot of our attention on the kids. We've got senior citizens in our community that are really, really struggling, and we have really hardworking adults who are doing everything they know to do to feed themselves and their families. Now, you might have differences of opinions as to why and political viewpoints and whatever. The fact of the matter is, I'm asking. I don't ask much, but I'm asking you to join us, and I'm asking you to help us feed kids. So all throughout the month of May, you're going to hear from us. The website is not fully updated right now, but you can go to pbjdrive.com, pbjdrive.com, and you'll see, worst case, you'll see some of last year's stuff. But those links still work. We have a Venmo account.
Yeah, dedicated.
It's just at pbjdrive. You can give to that right now. Whatever you send, I promise you, will go to peanut butter and jelly, and there's a good chance it'll get matched or added to, and even more than you give will be converted to peanut butter and jelly for hungry folks in North Texas between now and the end of May. So if you don't have Venmo, get it. If you've got it, send some cash. $5, $25, $100, $1,500, whatever you can do. You can do that anonymously. You can put your name in there. If you send a decent amount, we'll shout it out on the radio. We'll be glad to promote you, your company, whatever it is that you do for the sake of feeding hungry families, hungry folks all across North Texas. Tarrant Area Food Bank, North Texas Food Bank are the recipients of the bulk of the peanut butter and jelly that we pick up and drop off. So Venmo at PBJ Drive. Whatever you can, I would encourage you to stretch a little bit, skip a lunch out, skip a dinner out, skip some coffee, skip a movie, and help us feed some folks.
So this next segment is a Stump Todd segment, which I love. And we love summer around here. We've got a lot of things happening, the PB&J drive, and then we've got our summer fun guide. So, and I know you love summer and being outdoors, so my Stump Todd word for you today is pickleball.
You're not gonna stump me with pickleball, come on.
Well, as a matter of fact,
well, just this week we had a team pickleball tournament. We don't have to talk about the results because some people aren't proud of themselves, but pickleball, if you live in Dallas, Fort Worth, maybe more than almost any other community in the world, pickleball has come onto the scene heavy in the last 4 or 5 years. Even Mark Cuban has invested in pickleball leagues and pickleball facilities. And we did a company event out at Chicken and Pickle one time that was a blast. I've converted a slab basketball court in the backyard to a pickleball multi-use deal for us and friends and family. It's a blast. Here's a funny thing, Courtney. Pickleball has life lessons to teach us, okay? It is the awkward combination of tennis and ping pong outside. But one life lesson, and this is the Stump Todd part, one life lesson you can take away from pickleball is you have to know the rules of the game, right?
Ooh.
How many people do you know that have tried to play pickleball and they just don't even want to talk about the kitchen? They're like, that's dumb. I don't know what the thing is up there. Let's just hit the ball, okay? Well, sadly, there's a lot of people in life just out there hitting the ball, right? They're making just enough to get by. They're doing just enough to stay just healthy enough, to parent just enough, to work just enough, to read just enough. And I'm not upset with any of them, but they're getting just enough, right? Now, if you want more than just enough, learn the rules of the game. Find where your gifts and your ability and your commitment and your tolerance for doing hard and annoying things gives you the greatest opportunity to go get more than just enough. But you got to know the rules of the game, the rules, the laws, and then the way things work. And that takes a little bit of slowing down before you speed up, a little bit of education, the willingness to not be great at something before you go become great at something, the willingness to listen to and trust and ask others for help, to seek out people who are better at something than you are. I spent several days in New York this week sitting with people that are better at some things than me so I could learn and come back and equip our team to be the best agents and brokers on the planet. So my learning life lesson from pickleball is you need to understand the rules of the game. And then, and only then, Can you find the way to be great, to get more out of life, to enjoy the game more, to be successful at it? And then back to the basics of pickleball. Dude, it's really fun. Super fun.
I mean,
like, you wouldn't think you're going to get much exercise on a little bitty thing, but woo, if you play to win, you can.
It's a hustle.
Get your heart rate up.
I love it, which really speaks to, talk to the listeners about why they want to join our team.
Yeah. I mean, our team has a blast. We had a ton of fun this week. We do quarterly training days. We're training every single day, but we get out of the office together for a full day at least once a quarter, do a little bit of training, have a lot of fun. But the answer to the question, why would you want to join our team, is actually pretty narrow. A lot of people would not want to join our team. You would want to join our team if you want to have a real estate license, you want to work full time in residential real estate, if you are committed to adding world-class value in other people's lives. And that might look different for some people. That might mean you're aware that you're excited and passionate and committed to being really valuable in the lives of others. It might look the opposite of that. You might get really annoyed when people are not really valuable. That might be a good sign that our team would be great for you. Like, it drives me crazy when people are like just decent at their job and they don't want to be great. Those people are not comfortable on our team. If you want to be excellent at what you do, you would love working on our team. If you want to have real impact in the lives of the people you get to work with, real estate is an industry where we get to be in people's homes. We're helping them figure out the main scenario for where they will parent, develop their marriage, eat, sleep, have parties, have recreation, rest, be safe from the crazy world out there. A home is a very important thing. You don't necessarily have to be obsessed with bedrooms, bathrooms, and square footage, but to be really, really committed to caring for people and delivering world-class results for all the things that someone's home touches. If that fires you up, if that idea of learning and growing and being committed and running hard with other people that want to deliver world-class value and have massive impact, if that excites you and a great income while working hard excites you, go to Todd Tremonti homeselling team.com or toddtremontiteam.com or Google my name. You can go to the careers tab on our website. You can call or text 214-310-0008, whatever you like. If all else fails, just Google Todd Tremonti. Send us a note, call or text. Let us know that you would like to join our team. We have some assessments we'd like you to do. We'll jump on a quick phone call. And if things are starting to look like it might make sense, then we would love to get together with you and get to know each other a little bit more. We're very careful about who we add to the team because our team is awesome. And I don't say that to be arrogant. I say that because it's a very sensitive thing to protect, and I take that very seriously. We have some incredibly fun, talented, committed, unbelievably valuable people on our team that love to serve our clients. Our trophies are our client success stories. It's not about how many sales and how much money, although we count those things and we appreciate that success. It is about the life change that we can have, the impact we can have on our clients and our friends. 214-310-0008 or toddtremontiteam.com. Let us know if you're thinking about getting into the real estate business. We'd love to chat.
Todd, will you explain to me or help me understand what buyer's concessions are?
Ooh, Courtney learns real estate. Let's start with me asking you that question. What would you think buyer's concessions might be?
What? Like that this is what they're giving me. Okay, I'm buying the house and I'm like, I want your couch.
Yep. Okay, so let me just clarify what we're saying. So what you're talking about, we would call a seller's concession, right? The seller's conceding something to the buyer, right? So a seller's concession is seller does something for the buyer. A buyer concession would be buyer does something for the seller. Way more common is a seller conceding something to the buyer, right? So is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, I didn't understand what those were. Right. And
that's how Courtney learns real estate.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, remember earlier in the show, first half of the show, when we talked about tax valuations and how the problem is the amount of ignorance in the neighborhood. Everyone's got their rumors going and they're talking to each other and they just either A, don't know, or they're using the wrong terminology. And this is where people get themselves in a lot of trouble, is working off of ignorance or assumptions. Now, back to these concessions. If you want to clarify your question, I'll try to answer it.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't know what those were. Okay, so I wanted clarification about what a concession was, but I saw this headline basically saying that talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are
great news. Putting a they made an announcement last week that was really, really, really great news. Before I explain what it is, I want to illustrate your point about I'm a buyer and I want your couch.
Yeah.
That sounds a little direct, but that can happen. Like, hey, I'll make this offer if you'll leave some of the furniture or the media room equipment or the patio furniture or the pool cleaner or whatever, right? In the world of real estate, and I'm not going to, you know, teach everyone everything about real estate, but that's called a non-realty item. That is not real property. So our contracts are intended to transfer real property, land and the improvement being a structure or multiple structures. All these little personal property things, TVs and vacuums and media room projectors and refrigerators and couches, those are called non-realty items. Mm-hmm. Though there is a very specific document that type of thing has to go on. These are some of the things that when people don't use an agent, they don't get it right. And then they start suing each other over how these things didn't go right. And they realize just because we talked about it didn't bind somebody to that. And none of us knew the right way to document and organize and value that. And so there's tax ramifications and there's liability burdens. And that's one of like 25,000 different ways someone can get themselves in big trouble. Obviously, I'm biased, but I'm biased based on facts that real estate agents are worth every penny and totally important. And skimping on that almost always gets you in trouble. Not always, but almost always. All right, now back to the article.
Well, the concessions came up because I saw this term, interested party contributions, that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have like put a cap on or something.
Okay, so let me clarify why people care about this announcement. So the National Association of Realtors has entered into a settlement agreement. It hasn't been approved, with a giant class action lawsuit that I'll argue till the day I die, I think is a bogus suit, but they lost. And so they've agreed to settle. And if that settlement gets approved, what it's saying is that through the MLS, agents cannot communicate agent to agent what a seller is willing to pay a buyer's agent or what a seller's agent is willing to pay a buyer's agent to bring the buyer to the property. The goal here was to solve a problem that only maybe existed anyway. The solution's going to cause more problems than it's going to solve. That's just the real life deal. If anybody wants to really argue about that, I'd be happy to have you on this show and we can talk about it live in front of thousands of people. But bring your facts, not your feelings.
You know I love the feelings.
Oh, I know you do. So here we go. What this says is because of that settlement, the initial response from actual experts is, man, this is going to hurt buyers so bad because some of the intended consequences are buyers pay their own agents. But because of the way loans are structured, and that's what Fannie and Freddie Mae are really involved in, is the structure of loans. That's an oversimplification. But the way they are, there's a limitation on what a buyer can bring to the closing or what a seller could credit to a buyer. Those concessions you're asking about. The lender might say, no, this buyer can only receive a certain amount from the seller to pay costs that buyer should be paying on their own. Now what they're saying is if the seller credits something to the buyer for these reasons, that will not be applied to this number that is limited over here. So what they're saying sort of kind of is like, hey, wink, wink. If the seller was crediting this amount towards the buyer's closing cost, which can still legally include commissions, that will not be applied to these other concessions that are limited. So effectively what that says is sellers can still credit the amount to a buyer for a buyer to pay their own agent. By the way, sellers and sellers' agents can still pay buyer's agents' commissions. It just has to be communicated in the contract and not through the MLS. By the way, none of that's been made official yet. That's a settlement agreement that might be approved later. If you have questions about this, don't wait to the last minute to ask your random part-time agent. Work with a full-time agent. If you have questions about it, feel free to call us. We'd be glad to help clarify this for you. 214-310-0008. But if I was oversimplifying that big announcement, that's good news for buyers and good news that indicates the real estate industry is going to continue, generally speaking, to be able to do the things that it was able to do before. We're going to document some of those things differently and make sure, rightfully so, that consumers fully understand what they're getting into. The Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team has been doing that for over 20 years and training agents all over North America to do that. But sadly, the average typical agent has not been doing some of that. And now they'll need to be getting better at communicating that to the clients. So that's a good thing for clients. There's some bad stuff in there, but there's some good things in there too. If you were thinking about buying or selling or investing in real estate, don't wait too late. Most people wait way too late. You cannot start too early. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com or call 214-310-0008. If you're buying or selling or refinancing a property, the title company does matter, and Republic Title are excellent at what they do. Check them out at republictitle.com. If you're thinking about getting your garage floors coated or any other concrete solid surface floors coated, sealed, stained, or anything like that, I have had an incredibly awesome experience with goodgaragefloors.com on both my garage floor and our outside sport court, which we just turned into a pickleball court. Goodgaragefloors.com have been incredible, and I'm really excited to tell you about them. Any sort of solid surface coatings, staining, sealing, or install, check out goodgaragefloors.com. Again, if you're thinking about buying or selling a house or investing in real estate, I think you should start that conversation right now. Way too many people wait too late and then they run out of options. You can start now. Doesn't mean you have to do anything now, but get informed, get confident, sleep like a baby knowing you have a game plan. We do free strategy sessions for anybody that wants one. 214-310-0008 or online at
ToddTremontiTeam.com.